Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is simply delicious. That's one word you'll be saying, too, when you taste the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, listen, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So without delay, treat your family to Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Remember, your Kroger store is where you buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs is married. Without warning, suddenly and secretly, Penny Gibbs became Mrs. John Keith. When they came home early this evening, Johnny greeted Penny's foster parents with...
Hello, Mother. Hello, Dad.
And to the startled couple, Penny said...
We just came back from Wayne City, Mother. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, Johnny and I were married.
It's after dinner in the Gibbs home, and in the living room, Penny's mother, Grace, has her daughter alone for the first time. Looking at her mother, Penny says...
Oh, darling, you're not going to cry now, are you?
Well, if I do, I'll cry tears of happiness, darling.
You're not upset because we did it the way we did.
No, but it's been a terrible shock. I had no idea, dear. And the truth of it hasn't fully dawned on me yet.
Oh, Mother, I thought you suspected. Didn't you have the slightest idea why Johnny and I were seen coming out of the doctor's office last Wednesday?
Well, you told me it was for a physical examination that just you were taking.
Well, that was the truth almost. It was a blood test, Mother. You see, the state has a rule now that such tests must be made before people are allowed to marry. And if I lied to you, it was only a little white lie.
Oh, it doesn't matter now, darling. If I'd had any idea you were even thinking of marriage, I'm sure I'd have guessed.
I thought you'd guess that, too. You knew that Johnny was determined to marry me. He told you that a long time ago.
Yes, but I didn't think you knew that.
I knew that 10 days ago. Helen Burroughs told me about it.
Oh, and we thought it was such a secret.
It still is, kind of. Johnny doesn't know that I knew his plans. I don't think he does anyway. He's, very proud of the way he can put one over on me.
You think?
Oh, don't tell him about it. I'm saving that for whenever he starts telling me how he outsmarted me.
Oh, I won't say a word, dear.
Good.
Oh, Penny, darling, I think I'm dreaming.
Oh, Mother, did you dream the wedding license and the marriage certificate we showed you? Are you dreaming this ring on my finger?
No, but they're all too good to be real.
I know it.
When did it happen? I mean, when did you decide to marry him? What did he ask you?
Just 4 days ago. I said yes almost before he was through asking me, I think. But I didn't know for sure until this morning that I was going to marry him today.
Oh, darling, not until this morning.
No.
Then when you left the house and acted so
I was strangely... just thinking about it, Mother. Johnny and I decided that when we did marry, we'd go to Wayne City. Today we were just going out for a drive, but I knew what Johnny'd do. I knew it even before I left the house. He'd drive toward Wayne City. Before we knew it, we were on our way back to Rossville. Mary.
Oh, Penny.
Oh, come on now. You said there wouldn't be tears. There's nothing to cry about.
Oh, but there is. Now I'll have to admit to myself that you're no longer a little girl.
Oh, Mother.
You're quite grown up and married.
You can pretend that I'm a child bride if it'll make you any happier.
Oh, Penny, don't make a joke of it.
I'm sorry, but you are happy about Johnny and me, aren't you?
Oh, I couldn't be happier, Penny. I've even hoped that someday you would marry
him. Well, then you should be happy with no cause for tears, even tears of happiness.
But I can't help it, dear. Maybe it's the shock, the way it happened.
Oh, well, maybe it was wrong, Mother, but I had a reason for wanting to marry the way I did.
Oh, I'm not complaining, dear.
But you're upset about it. I had a good reason, Mother. I didn't want an engagement in the form of wedding. That was all planned for me once before and everything went wrong. This time, I knew what I wanted, and I was determined not to let anything take it away from me.
Well, who'd prevent you from marrying Johnny? What would keep you from it?
A lot of things happened before. Look how many years went by before Johnny and I even thought of marriage again.
Yes, it has been years.
And all those years make another reason why I just wanted to go away with him and marry him quickly and quietly. We're not young sweethearts anymore. We're quite grown up. We didn't want to fuss about our marriage or people making a fuss over us about it.
But darling, you speak as if there were no thrill in it at all. As if it was something you decided to do, so you did.
Oh, no, Mother. I'm really thrilled about it. You say you can hardly believe that I'm married. Well, I can hardly believe it either. I know it's true. I can still hear the words of the ceremony. Oh, they were such lovely words. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God to join these two people together in holy matrimony. Oh, Mother, I'll never forget a word of it.
Nor should anyone who hears them as you and Johnny did.
I don't think I ever will forget.
Hey, has anyone seen my bride?
Hello, darling, I'm in here.
Look, Mrs. Billings, you can't keep it to yourself like this. She's part mine now.
Johnny, she's all yours, and I hate losing her.
Well, I haven't taken her away from you, believe me. She belongs to all of us. Most of her kisses, though, belong to me.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yes, they do. Now, let's have one.
Well, all right.
Oh, Johnny, you don't know how nice you two look together.
Well, I hope you mean that, Mother.
I do. And I like that, too.
Like what?
Having you call me Mother.
Well, it's something I've looked forward to for a long time. And you know what? I think I'll kiss the bride's mother, too.
Oh, Johnny, you don't want Penny to be jealous. She's...
Oh, ho.
Now, just let her try to get jealous.
I see I have a philandering husband already. I'd rather know it now, I suppose, than find out about it years later.
Oh, great. Look, how about the bride going for a walk with the bridegroom?
Oh, darling, huh? Mother and Jed are having some people in for a party in a little while.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about it.
Oh, now, you two go out for a while. It's early yet. No one's coming till 10. But do be back by then. After all, it wouldn't be much of a party without the guests of honor. So do be here.
I love you, but I cannot tell you why. The words are harsh. And love's tenderness. Love's language is a deep and speechless sigh. And...
Oh, that's nice. What's the rest of it, Johnny?
Well, I don't know. I seem to have forgotten. Do you like poetry, Ken?
Mm-hmm, very much.
So do I. I used to write it.
I never knew that.
Well, I guess I'm ashamed of it.
I don't know why.
Well, I don't either. I used to write it when I was a kid, and all the other kids razzed me about it. You know, I still think I have a few of my efforts tucked away in an old trunk somewhere.
Good. Maybe we'll find them and read them someday.
Oh, no, we won't.
Oh, yes, we will. I'd like to see what you wrote.
You would?
I would. I wrote poetry, too, when I was a kid. A lot later than that, too.
Well, we're finding out about each other, aren't we?
Well, I'm not ashamed to admit it. Writing poetry, I mean.
Well, maybe I'm not either in front of you. What kind of poetry did you write?
Very serious stuff. Deep and serious.
Mm-hmm.
I read some of it over the other day and couldn't understand a word of it.
Smarter then than you are now, huh?
Uh-huh, a great deal.
Well, I'm glad you're not too smart.
No?
No, too smart, and you might not have married me.
Oh, Johnny, marrying you was the smartest thing I ever did. The nicest thing and the most wonderful thing.
Really happy about it, huh?
I wish I could tell you how happy. But it's like that poem said. Love's language is a deep and speechless sigh.
Oh.
That sigh said a lot, though, darling.
And I meant every word of it, every syllable, every word.
And I'll remember it, too, every syllable, every word of it.
Remember this, too.
Oh, Johnny, no, not here. Oh, Johnny, no, on the street. Someone might see us.
Well, let him. I'll kiss you in front of everyone in town.
I guess I wouldn't mind if you did.
Well, let's go down to the village.
No, no, you idiot. Stop it.
Sissy.
We'd better turn back toward home. It's getting close to 10.
All right.
You're not unhappy because Mother's having a party for us, are you?
Well, no, of course not.
It's the least we can do for her. You know, I think she's kind of upset because we went away to be married.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But it's the only thing I'm sorry about. We were right to do it the way we did, Penny.
I think so, darling.
I'm glad you do. Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Penny, now that it's over, I think I ought to make a sort of confession.
Oh, I know what it is. You have a wife and 3 children in South Africa.
No, it's not as bad as that.
Oh, only 2 children?
No, not even that bad. It's about you.
Oh?
Penny, I was determined to marry you weeks ago. Ask anybody. I told everyone. Everyone but you.
Why everyone but me?
Oh, because I was sure that if you knew, you'd give me all kinds of arguments why you couldn't marry me. And I think that's exactly what would have happened, too. As a matter of fact, I don't think it. I know it.
You do?
Yes, I do. We're married now only because you didn't know that everything I did and everything I said was secretly designed to make you want to marry me.
Confession over?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the smile for?
Well, it's my turn to make a confession.
Oh, that you have a husband and three children?
Oh, no, I don't.
All right, then confess away.
All right. I knew you intended to marry me, Charlie.
You knew?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you couldn't have. Everyone promised.
I don't think Helen Burroughs promised not to tell.
Oh, Helen told you.
Yeah.
When?
About 10 days ago.
Well, you knew it all the time and didn't say anything, didn't object?
Well, do you think I ought to, or do you think I did? Do you remember that I said anything?
Well, I know you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Penny?
I don't know why, for sure. Maybe because I wanted to marry you, darling. Because I wanted you to make me see how much I love you, how much I need you. Oh, I guess that's why I didn't say anything. I was afraid it might spoil things if I told you I knew.
It would have. I think I would have been afraid to talk about marriage.
I'm glad you weren't afraid. Oh, Johnny, this is so right. And to think this could have happened years ago if we hadn't been so foolish and so stubborn and so childish.
Well, Penny, maybe it wasn't supposed to happen years ago. Maybe we were supposed to wait until now. Maybe this is for the better.
For the better, darling. For better or for worse.
That's what we took each other for,
mm-hmm.
For better or for worse.
Johnny, what'll it be? I have no doubts in my heart, but so many things happen.
Well, we'll just have to let them happen, Penny. Can't keep the world from turning, can't keep the sun from rising and setting. Can't make time stand still on a lovely day so that the unhappy tomorrow will never come. Are we married to live life together, no matter what life brings?
And we will live our lives together, Johnny. Oh, darling, together always, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do us part.
So Penny and Johnny Keith are starting their lives together. Married to Johnny at last, what lies ahead for Penny? Will she find unending happiness? Or will the time come when she is sorry for what she's done? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ladies, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is world famous for its delicious freshness, its delicious tenderness. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, along with offering you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also gives you more meat for your money. Yes, you get more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. Remember, ladies, only your Kroger store has Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. And your Kroger store, don't forget, gives you more meat for your money, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.